This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In-person voting has begun for next week's primary elections. People can register to vote and cast a ballot on the same trip. It's too late to return ballots in the mail. Instead, there are more than 400 drop boxes open around the state. Voters have to use a drop box in the county where they live. Measles is making a comeback in the U.S. and around the world, and not enough Coloradans are vaccinated against it to prevent a major outbreak in the state. Just 88% of kindergartners have had the MMR shot, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella. Measles spreads through the air. It's extremely infectious and potentially severe. Heather Roth is with the State Health Department.
You know, 9 out of 10 unprotected people will get measles if they come into contact with it. The fact that it can hang in the air for 2 hours.
Before there was a measles vaccine, 48,000 people were hospitalized and up to 500 people died in the U.S. each year. The state is urging families to get their children that MMR vaccine. RTD's light rail safety regulator isn't happy with track problems that have slowed some trains to a crawl. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD stepped up its light rail track inspections in the spring, and it found problems on the E, H, and R lines near the Denver Tech Center bad enough that RTD slowed trains to just 10 miles per hour. Now, the Colorado Public Utilities Commission says these problems were preventable, but that RTD's safety plans failed to catch them. It also wants more transparency from RTD and will send out its own inspectors over the summer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
It's cooler today for Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, with highs in the 70s and just above 80. It should be cool like that again tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.